Trinity Schmidt is the Community Services Coordinator for the County of Northern Lights, and she's also one of the organizers for the upcoming Manning Trade Show. She joins us on the line today. Trinity, thank you very much for joining us. Just to ask as an icebreaker, if I can, please, how's final prep going? Because it happens this weekend.
Hi, thanks for having us. Things are going great. We are starting our arena walkthrough. We're touching base with some of our exhibitors, finalizing some details, answering questions, and we are excited to get into the arena, set up, and ready to welcome the public on Friday.
I know you got Shelby Grandis, one of the coordinators of the Manning Chamber. How has the collaboration been between the county and the chamber?
It's been great. It's awesome to have somebody else to bounce ideas off of, giving us that extra exposure using their social media profiles and their email list. It helps really spread the word about registration and the event itself.
And from what I understand, you're also back to in-person status for the first time in a little bit of a time because of the nastiness of COVID. How do you think that's going to impact on how things are going to go this weekend?
I think it'll draw in a lot of people. Our last trade show was in 2019. We are every other year, so we were supposed to have a trade show in 2021, but we're unable because of COVID restrictions. So This year is our first year since 2019, and we had a great response from registrations, a lot of buzz around social media, lots of people asking questions, and we have quite a few new vendors as well.
Yeah, that's a good point you bring up. Any new activities or displays that are coming in this year?
So we do have some new businesses coming out from La Crete and High Level. The Manning and District Chamber of Commerce booth will be bringing out the Blizzard of Bucks machine.
Nice.
So that'll be a fun little addition. Brown Style Shop will be hosting a fashion show on Saturday at 11. And we will have some music from Colleen Auger at 1 p.m. on Saturday as well. And, of course, the ever-famous Minor Hockey food booth will be open, so you can come and get your burgers and fries.
I've always got to support Minor Hockey and also support some of the local businesses as well. You mentioned the social media buzz here, Trinity. How much anticipation do you think you've been hearing or have you been hearing around town for this?
There's quite a bit of buzz. I'm getting a lot of last-minute questions and confirmations. Unfortunately, I haven't been able to really monitor the buzz on social media because I've been busy planning and answering questions and getting things set up. But there's a lot of excitement for sure. I know a lot of people are excited to get out and about with their kids and visit all the booths and have a fun weekend away, providing the weather is nice.
I've got a personal email into Mother Nature saying, hey, we need good weather for the weekend.
That would be great.
There you go. I know it's a lot of work, Trinity and Shelby, getting into organization mode, I guess, as it were, especially for an event like this. But with it being in the home stretch, are you looking forward to this weekend?
Absolutely. There's always a little bit of hecticness, I guess you could say, getting things organized, dealing with little things that pop up and problem solving. But once those doors open at 4 p.m. on Friday, it's nice to see all the happy faces and interact with the public and hear all the nice compliments from vendors and public about the event.
The 2023 Manning Trade Show is happening at the Jack McAvoy Arena April 21st and 22nd. Fingers crossed that all goes well. Trinity Schmidt is the Community Services Coordinator for the County of Northern Lights. Trinity, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Keith.